Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Jumbo, everyone, what's up, and welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. In today's episode, we turn the tables and we take part in the happiest roast on earth. We talk about all of our negative reviews that we've had so far and talk about some of your roasts that you submitted to us. Will one of us cry and be super offended by the end of the night?
Probably.
But listen in to find out. For those of you that are new to the podcast, make sure to find us on social media via YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay up to date with all of the latest Disney and podcast news. You can also visit our website, happiestpodcastonearth.com, to check out our latest episodes, blog posts, and merchandise shop so you can rep the happiest podcast on earth inside the Disney parks, resorts, or wherever you live. Also, make sure to join us on Facebook for our happiest pregame, where we hang out and talk to you all live before we record each episode starting at 8 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night. And remember, if you have any topics, ideas, or questions you want to ask or let us know about, you can email us at happiestpodcast@gmail.com or contact us on our website. Now, with all that being said, let me introduce myself and your happiest podcast team for episode number 76. My name is Jarrett Fenema, and I am joined here today by AJ Mulholland.
Hello, hello.
Mel Geo.
Hey, everybody.
Hunter Hazen.
Hey, hey.
Andrew Bailey.
What up?
And Corey Benty.
There he is.
All right. What's up, everyone? Do you have anything fun to talk about or tell the listeners before we get started?
There's a potential I won't be able to go to a Disney park until June, and I am very sad.
Wait, what? Why?
Because if I'm in the bubble for UCF softball, not allowed to go to restaurants, anything. Oh. So we'll see if AJ ever enters Disney ever again. I'm very sad.
No.
So sorry.
Yeah, we'll see. It's an ongoing predicament.
Well, you have the podcast at least.
I'll live vicariously through Nick as I always
through
do.
Nick on, yeah, that's what
just
I
like
do.
Everyone else who doesn't live in Orlando.
AJ, that sucks. I'm sorry. You never know.
Appreciate it.
Anybody else have anything?
Anything happier, please.
No, I got some happy stuff. I'm just going to get right into it. Let's get into Listener of the Week. This week's Listener of the Week is Mia Morris Gavani. I probably got that name wrong, and I apologize, but I don't even care. I tried. Mia pulled the ultimate move this past week and tagged the podcast and myself with a picture of her at the Rose and Crown in Epcot. And not only that, she was holding a rum and Coke with a lime in her hand, which is awesome. I asked her if it was a double rum and Coke because it doesn't count if it's just a single. I never got anything, so this could be a scam, but I hope you got a double rum and Coke. Anyways, thank you for tagging us. We love you. Mia, you are our Listener of the Week, and you are now in the pool to be Listener of the Year, which we will announce at the end of the year. So congratulations. Also, make sure to check out our merchandise shop and tag us once you receive your shirts and other things you purchase. Your support means the world to us, so thank you, everyone, for doing that. And speaking of supporting us, really exciting news on our end and hopefully on your end as well. We will begin recording on Patreon starting next week. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's basically a member service. For a very small fee per month, you get to join us and officially be a part of our family. You get bonus material, extra content, extra episodes. We'll be doing a Q&A once a month. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, a lot of new bonus content. So if you like what you hear already, you'll be getting a ton more with that. So we're super excited to get that rolled out here. And again, all that money does support the podcast. With us having crazy schedules and being so far apart, you know, hopefully this can get us to where we can get, again, more Disney content and take more time out of our days to do this stuff. So we love doing it, but it can be tough. So that support is definitely greatly appreciated. So I promise it'll be worth it. We look forward to doing that again starting the beginning of September. We did just record an extra movie review, and I'll be doing a rankings episode, and we might have some more things coming your way this next month. So stay tuned, and we will give you the information for that.
And very important to mention, only bonus content. We're not taking away any of like the regular episodes, that kind of stuff. That's all happening. This is all just extra stuff added on to the normal podcast deal. We would never take anything away from our weekly episode updates.
That is a good call. We're just yes, you'll still get your normal episodes if you don't join. We're not forcing you or anything. But again, it's all bonus extra material. So thank you, Hunter. Good. And then last but not least, joke of the week. I'm not doing a joke of the week this week because this whole episode is basically just going to be funny and good laughs. And you all just ripped into us. And I can't wait to get into it. I think some of these guys haven't seen anything you all have said. And again, we'll be going over some of our negative reviews that we've got. A lot of them were from like the very beginning, but we do get them here and there. And they're just fun to watch and look at. So here we go. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So these were good roasts. So we had all of you on Instagram, Facebook, submit all of your roasts. We said you could roast anybody on the podcast. You could roast the podcast as a whole. And I think everybody definitely got ripped a new one a little bit. And I'm super excited for this. But what I'm thinking is we'll start off with all of our reviews that we've gotten on Apple Podcasts. That's where we see a lot of our comments about the podcast. Most of them have been very positive. And of course, we thank you for that. We highly suggest that you give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. But every now and then we do get a 1. People don't like us. They might not like what we say. We had a lot of audio issues at the beginning. We'll get into that. But a lot of, I wouldn't say they're a roast, but just kind of like dissing on us. And it's funny to go back. I'm not ashamed of it. So here we go. Number 1, if you don't know right now, so Corey does a lot of our editing, producing for this show, a lot of it. So Corey, definitely a shout out to you, brother. But especially at the very beginning, we definitely had some audio issues, which wasn't always like Corey's fault. It was our mics. A lot of us didn't have mics or headsets or whatever. But here's one. It's kind of for Corey because Corey created the intro. But my biggest complaint, however, is how ridiculously long and obnoxious the intros are. They play a cover of Over the Rainbow, which isn't even a Disney song, followed by a random pop song each time that feels like they drew from a hat. Also, the Disney news segment drags forever. I've been excited that certain episodes are over an hour long, but they end up spending 45 minutes rambling about things that have nothing to do with the podcast. Keep in mind, this is when we did Disney news, like with our podcast. So it has gotten a lot better. We do take some of this feedback and take advantage of it. So I do wish the girls were a bit more knowledgeable about Disney. Every time they're asked why they like a ride or movie, they always start with, I don't know. I think it's really cute. Maybe I'm a little critical as someone who studied film, but I'm a little more insightful responses would be nice.
Boom. Damn. Roasted.
I think something being cute is a totally valid reason for liking it.
It's Disney. I'm sorry. Am I, you know, some kind of professional like critic? No.
I also don't understand the film, someone who studied film, because like I did too, and I don't understand the correlation between having insight and studying film, but whatever. I just think things are cute, okay?
It's not like these are perfect. Like, it's literally children's films. Get off my butt. No.
But no, spot on for
this
all those audio
issues. This is
going
to be a long night for Mel.
This is going to be... A drinking bottle of wine is about to be popped.
I'm not drinking anything. I have a thing of water.
You might need a drink after this.
Yeah.
I feel
says Andrew. We'll get there.
The resident alcoholic.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
All right. So again, a lot of these, this is going from like the very beginning to kind of like, or no, actually these are all just kind of random. But anyways, this next one says, the topic said A-E-H for the topic. And then it said, traveling in Florida and trying to listen to something to make time pass, turn this on, and it took them 15 minutes to get started with anything.
Boom. Roasted.
That's short. Again, this was like Disney news back in the day when it did take like 20, 30 minutes to get started. But anyways, this one is for the girls. They talk over each other and not very professional. That was for all of us. And they said they are all over the place with topics and format. I don't think the girls can get it through a complete sentence without saying like several times.
I like have like no like idea what they're like talking about. Like what the hell?
So the girls have gotten roasted here a couple times.
Yeah, y'all want to talk any louder?
Don't worry. Don't worry. The guys, it's coming. But Hunter?
Let me teach you a trick. If you just don't talk a lot. But you got to talk more than Mitch, but you talk a little less than the girls.
Because Mitch still got roasted. That
sweet spot.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
Hunter, hit him.
Sorry, Mitch.
Hit him.
Boom. Roasted.
All right. All right. Next. I was so excited when I found this because, hello, greatest title for a Disney podcast ever. Sean, thanks. Shout out to you if you're listening. Love the title. But anyways, but man, was I disappointed. I can't hear a thing. Everyone is talking over each other, and it's just pure chaos. I couldn't even get through half an episode before wanting to pull my hair out. Oh, sorry, guys. Maybe you can figure something out because it has a lot of potential. This was early, and I will say I try to do a better job because I also did. When you listen back, I talk over a lot of people. I do. I'm very vocal, so I try to be more focused on that. But there you go. More audio issues. But Hunter?
What? I can't push this button all roasted. Day.
You have Boom. To, bro.
Roasted.
Sir.
I like the topics. Cute ideas. But I couldn't handle listening with the crappy quality of the audio. Sounds like you were recording this while driving through a forest. Whenever anyone
talks, I love that one. That was great.
Whenever anyone talks at the same time as someone else, it breaks up. I wanted to love this sad face.
That was because we used, what was it?
Audacity for bad. That stupid. So we used an old recording program when we first started. And when you go back, you can definitely tell audio issues. But sometimes it took like 8 takes to just try to get the proper audio.
And remember, we're not in the same place. I wish.
Yeah, that is these. A lot of these are old.
It's not like we're sitting. Well, even like Corey, are you talking about like us sitting in the same room together? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, it would make such a difference.
People are like, are these people sitting in the same room? They're having some trouble talking to each other. It's like, no, we're all over. Nobody.
We're literally all across the country.
We're in a Zoom chat. We were on Zoom
before it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have bought that Zoom stock.
I know. We messed up.
All right. And this next one's for AJ.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I know where this is going. I'm ready.
AJ was super judgmental in this latest episode. Guests are stupid, in quotation marks, was a really mean thing to say. And I think very inappropriate for the type of podcast this is. What kind of podcast do you think we are? We say bad stuff like that all the time.
Okay, and what's even funnier about this one is that she went to Instagram to also comment on a few photos, and I responded back to her being like, yo, I'm sorry I offended you, and like, I didn't mean that guests are completely stupid. Just like when you go on vacation, everyone knows as soon as you go on vacation, you lose most of your brain cells. It's just a well-known fact.
Was that a confirmed quote?
I don't know.
Can we dig that out of the audio files and use it as a drop? Guests literally are stupid.
Yeah,
please,
no.
If you find that, use
probably.
It. But like, I wrote back to her, and then when I wrote back to her, her demeanor completely changed. It's like she realized that there was actually someone that she was talking to, like a real person. Yeah. And she was like, "Oh my god, no, it's fine. I totally get it." I'm like, "Do you get it? Because you've called me out like 3 times."
Remember
and
now? No, when this remember drops, she
come back for you.
Remember she said that, and like the next day she did a review on Apple Podcasts, and it was like after she apologized to you.
I know.
And
I'm
she,
like,
if you're
what,
still
what
listening, lady,
you?
Listen, it's okay.
It's fine. Know. I'm not mad. I'm just mad.
Yeah. I'm just mad on the inside.
Like, y'all know me. The whole reason I'm in this industry is for the guests. So like, yes, I do think sometimes they are lacking all the brain cells, just like I am when I'm on vacation. But you know, we all have our moments.
I love it. All right. The next one I think was probably for me. And it was after the D23 Expo when they announced everything. We did a full, like, geez, I swear it was like a 2-hour episode. And obviously a lot of changes were announced for Epcot, and Epcot's my baby. So I don't know if I tried to listen back, and I think there were a couple times where I was like, I was disappointed that Epcot was getting changed. But anyways. I think that's what this person was talking about, but again, I'm not 100% sure, so I'll take the heat on this. It says, the dude that was railing on Epcot was unbearable. We get it. You hate it. Move on. Everybody else was pretty good. Only other gripe was some misinformation. Nothing a little pre-show research can't fix. As for whiny Epcot guy, good luck.
That was definitely me.
Was it? What did you whine about?
It was when they're changing everything, and Epcot's just stupid now. And I just
I'm gonna get started again. All right,
let me take
a step. You're whiny Epcot guy.
It started with OG Test Track, and now they want to take Spaceship Earth and the Fountain. I love the Fountain and changing Maelstrom. I mean, when's it stop? Okay. When does it stop?
I think I might have to introduce you as whiny Epcot guy for now.
It's all right, I'm cool with it.
I love how they said good luck.
Original vision.
Good luck. Hunter,
like,
still
are you
here,
interviewing? So. I'm confused. Yeah. Good luck. Like, yeah, you're definitely taking over Epcot. I've made it
this far.
All right. So we are on to the next one. This is the last negative review we have on like Apple Podcasts. It was definitely for me. It was a 1-star rating, and all it said was "Wow, Seance Circle," because I couldn't pronounce Seance Circle. I didn't know how to say it when I actually saw it in writing. I couldn't remember how it's pronounced, and apparently that really disappointed this guest. What?
We got a 1-star review for that.
Yeah,
1-star. Wow, Seance Circle. Yeah. Ugh, UGH.
Okay, that's funny because even right now, I would still say it differently than you did.
Yeah,
seance.
Isn't it just seance?
It's seance. See, I don't know. They said S A Y dash A N dash C circle. Maybe I said that. I don't know.
Jarrett, you've learned nothing.
I have. Welcome to my life.
Just imagine. Just
anything you put on the teleprompter, burgundy will ring.
That's basically what we're going through right now.
Do you imagine just turning off the podcast because somebody just said seance in a weird way? You're like, nah, this isn't gonna work for me.
Yeah, damn. I was really liking the podcast until that guy said seance.
Let me get back to my seance tonight.
Maybe they're like some sort of psychic or something. I don't know.
Maybe
that's their life.
What a jerk. All right, anyways. Oh well, I'm over it.
We get to
here we go. So we asked you, the listeners, hold on one second. There we go. We asked you, the listeners, to submit your roast. So these are our listeners that are part of our Happiest Podcast and our family right now. We love you guys, and hopefully you love us too. But we gave you the opportunity to kind of dig in a little bit and really just let loose on what you want to tell us, what the truth, you know. We get a lot of positive comments from you guys saying you guys do an awesome job, all this, and believe me, we love that, but we want the truth. And well, sounds like a lot of truth came out with you guys, and I'm very excited to go over this. Again, I think everybody here has gotten attacked in these, and again, super funny. I find these funny, but anyways, I didn't know this was a thing, but someone said, it's Flight of Passage, not Flights of Passage. You only have one flight during the ride. Wow. Do we say that often?
Some of us go on it a lot, all right?
Yeah, so we do go on multiple flights on it.
I might, but it's because I don't really care about Animal Kingdom.
Flights of Passage.
I might say Flight of Passage. It's whatever.
I thought I said Flight of Passage.
I couldn't flights remember. Of Passage.
I think it might be Jarrett.
I don't say Flights of Passage. I know for a fact I don't.
Okay, Mr. Can't say seance correctly.
For the lay
passage, Flights of Passage.
For the lay person.
I think I say flight.
For the lay person, it is a Flight of Passage. For us regulars, flights.
Who knows how to get those fast passes?
Some of us, it's Towers of Terrors.
And rockins of roller coasters.
So that was funny. I didn't know that one. It might have been me, but I'm almost positive I don't say Flights of Passage. Actually, I might say Flights of Passage. No, I don't know. Anyways. All right. This one was a dig at me, and I respect it. If I took a shot every time Jarrett says again, I wouldn't be able to finish the episode. I apparently say again a lot.
Again.
Again, if you want. Yeah, I do say
exactly.
Again a lot.
See.
New Happiest Podcast listening drinking game. Going to get loaded onto the Patreon. Anytime a new episode comes out, just pull up the cheat sheet and play the drinking game.
Maybe that's when he's at.
Play with your friends, just not in the car.
Everybody has a keyword. We need a keyword that all of us say. So I almost said it. I'm not going to say it
again
unless I need to, because someone wrote here. I will be more conscious about that. So cool. All right. Anyways, get drunk again. Four shots. If Andrew, this one's for you. If Andrew wears his hat any higher on his head, the ceiling fan is going
Tell to Brett to go ahead and get out of here. I know it's Brett. That was Brett, wasn't it? Was it Brett?
I don't. Let me go back.
It's so Brett. That's my roommate. That's my best friend.
That one had me going. That one was really funny. I'm not gonna lie.
I am high hat guy.
No, that's not Brett. Brian. That's Brian. He's one of our like good listeners. Brian must have seen you. He's
Brett just ran in my room and goes, "No, it wasn't me."
Yeah, you did not. That was not Brett. That is amazing. So freaking funny. All right, next.
Speaking of, he's got a hat pretty high on his head right now. So
no, it's not that high. Let me see. Now.
The higher turn around. Turn around. Where's the bill of it?
It's pretty high.
Why is it flipped like that?
He's the kind of guy that irons the half of the bill and flips.
That's disgusting.
I just funny. You know, it's the style now.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Andrew, you got hit multiple times in a row here. What's longer, the wait time for Rise or Andrew trying to tell a story?
Andrew trying to tell a story, hands down.
I do tell long stories. I just want you guys to get a picture. All right, that's it.
Oh, that's it. The amount of times I've had to like text him while he's talking, like, "Hey man, need to wrap it up."
I'll just see Corey going like, "Come on."
I just that was a good one. I like that. I literally just chop half of his conversation.
Yeah,
I know.
These folks don't even hear the most of it.
Piecing it together.
I don't know. Does anybody know Save Splash Mountain Instagram? Mm-mm. Anyway, someone said Andrew Bailey sounds like the guy behind the Save Splash Mountain Instagram. I'm guessing that's a diss.
I don't really know how to tell you.
We'll have to check it out.
He's got a secret Instagram we don't know about.
Corey, this one is for you.
Great.
Corey, not everything you say has to sound like a Batman narration. Hunter, where's my Boom Roasted audio?
Boom Roasted. I don't have it anymore.
Are you kidding me?
Close that window.
Sorry. Someone actually put Boom Roasted at the end of that.
Corey.
What?
That's when we just need Corey to do Boom Roasted.
I will say, boom, you do talk roasted like that often.
Guys, it's
what I'm not wearing hockey pants. Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
I wonder if they're talking about the rankings voice.
Yeah, maybe. That's the one.
I think that's how you talk.
It's fresh in the memory.
Batman narration. Okay.
Mel.
A couple Save Splash Mountain Instagrams. I just want everyone to know that.
Oh, it's SAVE, Save Splash, and then it's MNTN.
MNTN? All right.
Continue. Sounds official.
All right, so check it out. Anyways, Mel, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you not know, por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas?
How can you not read it off of a piece of paper? Yeah.
I know that.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, in my defense,
I didn't know what I admitted that in the...
So I physically and mentally cannot learn Spanish, so
yeah.
Sorry, I think it's just tough to say. Work. No,
por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
I have heard it how many times?
I don't think you say it right either. The middle part, you just
favor,
scramble on.
Manténganse alejado de las puertas.
De las puertas. No, girl, I took 3 years of Spanish. My grandmother's Cuban. I can't speak a lick of Spanish. I've tried. It's literally a problem with me and my dad. We literally cannot process it. So I tried my best. I'm sorry.
I definitely do not write some of this stuff. I promise. That's not mine.
He said you Andrew, sound. You I don't know if there's audio things? Clips. See if there's audio maybe. I don't know.
Just we'll if you read some of those captions,
are they pretty bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
I get it. I have a southern accent.
Viewer discretion right. advised.
Jarrett, you like the Red Sox? Enough said. Thanks. That's so nice of you. Andrew, You're 6'11", weigh 90 pounds. Gumby has a better body than you. Boom, roasted from The Office. That's
classic. Ooh. Boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted.
That's a direct quote.
I know. Someone just threw a direct quote, which is just still funny. This one's for me. Jarrett, you can't win a solo game on your own podcast. Boom, roasted. Damn it.
Got me.
I won a duo. I'll win a solo game at some point. Don't you worry.
Maybe.
Jarrett, you could be playing by yourself, be the only player in the entire game, and still probably lose.
AJ, that's hurtful.
The house always wins.
It's not boom roasted. That's being hurtful. I have Hunter. I don't know. I don't even think this is a roast. This is just awesome. Hunter and Jarrett kind of look like Woody and Buzz.
Who is who?
I would be Woody. Probably Buzz.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All right.
They're heroes.
Yeah.
Corey. Oh, Corey. Oh, dang. This is where things get real here. And
wow.
Who's the list? I forget the listener. I'm not going to say the listener.
I'm not going to look.
We're anonymous here.
Corey thinks he's hot shit, but honestly, his takes kind of suck.
My takes?
Your takes kind of suck.
What, my takes on what?
Dude, see, Corey, say it in Batman voice.
My takes kind of suck. My takes on what? I honestly don't think.
Please talk like that the rest of the time.
I think it's funny. I don't know. He found this out like in the superlative episode 2 of people's, you know, opinions of us. And some of them are so off base. It's so fake because of, I think sometimes, you know, we have characters on the show or just, you know, whatever. But all right.
Corey basically just said
this person's take is fake.
Well, I'm thinking that's what they mean is like your opinions and your rankings aren't what they think they should be. So maybe that's why they're bad.
Generally speaking, I'm probably not telling the truth a lot of the times on this podcast.
You're not wrong.
Wow.
But he doesn't mean it. He actually thinks he's telling the truth, but it's not.
A lot of it is for entertainment and show value.
Show value.
Oh gosh. I'm not wearing hockey pants. Anyways. Next one. Where is she? Where is she? The Father's Day episode sucked because the girls ruined it with the daddy stuff.
All right, I will agree.
I'll say
some people have differing opinions on this. I did have one person on the Happiest Podcast and then multiple other girls privately DM me being like, your call her daddy reference was awesome. Yeah. I wish you had talked about this, which like you all know the phrase I'm referring to that got taken out. Someone was like, how did you not think of that earlier? And I'm like, oh, honey, we did. It got cut out. I'm not going to say it though because I know it'll get cut out.
Yep.
As most of these, like every episode, people are gonna love it or hate it. Like that's an opinion,
and guess what, everybody? The girls taking over the episode. You think that just randomly happened?
That's show business, baby.
Welcome to showbiz, baby.
Do you think that way?
Yeah, honestly.
No, that was legit. Everybody was in on it, but Andrew was just like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh okay, here we go, I'm feeling it.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Andrew was privately texted saying, yo, go along with the girls' responses. And the girls had no idea. So when he was responding to us, we were like, yeah, Andrew, let's go. And we were
like, oh my God, he actually agrees. And then he's like, I hate everything about this.
We got off the call and he was like, I hate all of you. This is horrible. I hope you know I was lying.
That's amazing.
It was beautiful.
You have to have a certain level of self-hatred for yourself in order to pull that off.
You did it. I'm proud of you.
You did it. All right, next one. Corey, this one's for you. I'm convinced Corey is the drunk uncle you wouldn't leave your kids alone with.
I think that's just awful.
That's terrifying.
Again, that's so funny because honestly, that's like, again, that's podcast
persona.
You have had an excuse every time.
No, man. I am a godfather to a couple kids. I'm much loved outside of this world.
Outside of the podcast.
Yeah. We need outside of this world.
We need like a behind the podcast. Who are they really? An expose on Corey Bunty.
I love it.
Oh, that's funny. The Craigslist killer.
Wow.
Stop it.
ID Network people, he's telling the truth.
He was the Craigslist killer. Just saying, check it out
on the ID Network.
We're gonna have the FBI watching the rest of our podcasts now. Yeah.
He was the actor of Craigslist Killer on the what is it?
It was a show called
what's the IMDb?
At first, do no harm. But yes, go ahead and go check me out on IMDb. You can look at all my credits
on there.
Look at all my
anyways. Credits. So maybe this person's right. I don't know. Mitch, shout out to Mitch. Mitch, we miss you, bud. Not really a roast, but Mitch seems a bit off. He's too normal. That's what they said.
I feel like that's a roast on the rest of us, though.
Yeah, that's a diss on us. He's too normal. What does that mean for us?
Why are we not normal?
I mean,
you know what? I'm not mad about it. Normal's boring.
I'm not normal, so it's okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. Another Father's Day reference. The girls' Father's Day episode scarred me for life.
Good. I'm glad it did.
As it was meant to.
As it was absolutely meant to, and you can't just blame the girls because it was a collaborative effort. So
you're gifted, baby.
Mel, the stage is yours. Sorry, Mel, but dressing up as a princess is kind of weird.
Here we go.
I have a serious response to this.
I'm excited.
Get ready, because I actually do take this very seriously. It's my small business. I run it 7 days a week. I don't get vacations. I don't get breaks. I'm pretty sure the hundreds of families I provide lasting memories to and the Make-A-Wish children, they would have something to say about that. I'm just saying. So I'm really sorry your job isn't fulfilling like that, but mine certainly is. So boom, roasted to you. Yeah.
I take this
extremely seriously. What I do is so amazing, and I'm sure Andrew could agree, being friends with people somewhere. I just don't like that. I don't think it's really a roast. I just think it's rude. So
get a Mel. I'm so proud of you.
You just got roasted back.
You did just get roasted back. Take that shit. Sorry.
Andrew, what are your thoughts on this, honey?
Just like leave me out of it.
As someone else who also dresses up for his livelihood.
I like how it was just me pointed out as being weird for that. So that was interesting.
All right, Jarrett, the next one.
All right, we're moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Next one. This was kind of back in the day, but I can only understand AJ when I have my audio set to half speed or something. Set to half speed. So do you talk too quick?
True. You know, I just don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I don't think I talk that fast. I mean, it's just like I'm a scrolling crack or something. Like, I really don't have any idea what they're talking about. I get all the words out that I need to get out.
You sound like Elvin and the Chipmunks.
I'm really an auctioneer, but it's fine. No, I will say, like, I totally get that. I even do that in my real life. I get really excited about something, and I don't know how to slow down. And so I find that I do that a lot during the podcast. I, like, get done, and I realize I'm out of breath. I'm like, oh, no. No but one's going to understand me.
Yeah, we're also trying to keep in some kind of time window, too. We're trying not to make it too long. So we're trying to get all our opinions out without, like, running into
trying to get my opinion out before Jarrett talks over me, you know? Got to do what you got to do.
I talk over, and we've heard that. I will say. I know awesome. I do. Anyways, moving on.
Personal flaws.
It happens.
This one's not really a roast. I actually am glad this is the truth, but said, Hunter, your questions are too hard. I'm glad.
That's a compliment.
If it was too easy, then that's stupid. What's the point?
Right.
We learn things. When they're too hard, that means you don't know it, and we learn. Mm-hmm. So it's an education. We are an educated podcast.
Rage when you lose a game day. But
I will say, I usually hate you 90% of the time, but afterwards, I'm like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was I enjoy them. Yeah, I do get mad.
My heart rate the whole entire game day is literally through the roof. Like, my Fitbit's like, are you okay? Do you need help?
We're realizing you are exerting yourself a little average right now.
I really get the breathe notification. They're like, are you breathing? No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm sitting here
profusely sweating.
I love it. Okay, next one. And Hunter, this one's for you again. This one's a little more harsh. I'm convinced Hunter is actually married to a puppet like the old guy in Meet the Robinsons.
What?
I'd like to hear an explanation.
I don't know why. I'm confused,
That's kind of a roast on who he's married to. My God.
Yeah, don't you talk about
that. How dare you?
Don't you get me started. Now I'll find you.
At a boy hunter?
No, but I would like an explanation on that, because if they're saying it's just like that. I'm a nerd or something, or I'm just weird.
Maybe it's your voice. I don't know.
You're both of those.
Was it in an old guy? In who was it?
Yeah, Meet the Robinsons is classic.
It wasn't an old guy, was it?
It was one of the uncles.
Yeah, it says the old guy in Meet the Robinsons. Mm. I don't know.
I don't see why.
That was funny. Andrew, shout out to you. Actually, the next two are more, it's Andrew than myself, but both relating to the same thing. This one said, Andrew, Meredith from The Office has less of an alcoholic problem. Boom, roasted.
Our resident alcoholic.
Hey, I've never drank hand sanitizer. At least give me that one.
Okay, but have you ever put on hand sanitizer and gagged or had like flashbacks because it smells like alcohol?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Andrew, no? Fascinating. No, but I get that all the time when it smells like tequila.
Oh, okay. Well, there's one that does actually smell like tequila. And I'm like, ooh.
Yes. They were using it at Disney Springs at the beginning of all this. And I about threw up right there and then. Nope.
All right. Next one. So relating to that, alcoholics go to meetings. Jarrett just goes to the Rose and Crown. fun, I swear. That's
what would have been funnier is if they were like, alcoholics go to meetings. Jarrett just goes to his podcast.
Well, honestly, I drink there too.
I mean, true though.
Got tequila. All right. Anyway,
one day you guys are gonna log on for an episode, and it's actually just gonna be an AA meeting that we set you up with.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh my gosh! Like we're just—I
mean, we deserve it.
Each host has a letter that says like an intervention banner.
Oh my gosh. This one was a positive comment to Eldel. Eldel had nothing in this, really.
Wow.
Which is surprising, other than this one, which is positive for Eldel. Eldel is the only girls host I like.
I love female supporting females. That's so fucking sweet. Wow.
I love how you twist it. Like, wow, this is great for Eldel. Meanwhile, Mel is here like...
Great positive.
Look, I just
comment.
Love bitches.
Did y'all ever? Oh wait,
other bitches. That's all.
I was gonna say, did y'all ever think this was a compliment because you're all so awesome? But they did say only one that I
only
like, not
girl.
The
only
best.
Girl I like,
not like the best or anything.
Yeah.
Honestly,
sorry.
Hey, you know what? There's still time to switch that around.
I don't care. I don't need their support.
I really don't. I just think it's funny.
I am who I am. There is no podcast persona. If you don't like me, oh well. I don't really know you in real life.
100% podcast persona for me.
Dude. Oh, yeah, for you.
You don't know me.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Look, guys, I curse a lot more in real life. So, like, this is like PG Mel. That's surprising. I know.
We should have 1 week we are just our truest versions of ourselves on this
podcast. You would have to be bleeping, like, every
time. That's called Disney After Dark.
This
Patreon,
is be
people.
A Patreon episode with no bleeps. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
It's coming out.
Corey's like, I'm marking down how many times Mickey's coming out this episode. All right.
Thank goodness we're getting close to the end because people are starting to get a little triggered here. So let's get going here. Corey, this one's funny. I like this one. Corey, you are less popular than a character you invented. Boom, roasted. Dusty gets more love than
honestly,
Corey was our podcaster of the year last year because Dusty received like 80% of his votes, and we had to give him to Corey.
I think it's just
truth.
That's showbiz, baby. That's all I can say. I'm happy with it.
That's right.
I appreciate it.
Oh, this next one.
And old Dusty, he's coming back soon, y'all.
Yay.
I don't even know if that sounded like Dusty. That was like a Westerner. That was like Clint Eastwood meets Dusty.
Clint Eastwood. I don't know who that
coming
is.
Coming back on the range.
All right, anyways. And we talked about this before the episode started. Why does Jarrett pronounce vacation like that? It's vacation, not vacation. I get it. I say vacation. I do. Vacation.
Are you like thinking
Pixie
of
Pixie Vacation.
I was thinking of the song. Oh, yeah. Pixie Vacations. Pixie Vacation. Yeah, I do. Does anybody else say vacation?
Vacation.
No.
Vacation.
Damn it.
Vacation.
I say it when that song, like, vacation all
which is how it's correctly said.
Vacation. Yeah. You literally just said vacation.
Vacation.
There's no correct. It's just where I'm from, okay? Michigan, we're not well educated. Public schools don't do a good job. Yikes. Shout out to Kenwood Hills High School, class 2006. What up?
In his defense, I do have a friend from Michigan, and we recently were talking, and we were just going back and forth about things that she says differently. It's definitely just slight little changes, so I will give that to him. It is probably just a Michigan.
I have many. Believe me, that is not the first one.
No.
Seance. However you said it.
Isn't Jay-Z married to that one seance? Anyways, shout out to our latest episode, Pixar Rankings. Y'all are batshit bonkers, except Hunter, Team Hunter. So Hunter, you got a positive shout out there.
Someone's a fan of Ratatouille.
Ratatouille and Cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. That one was funny. You guys have some of the worst lists I've ever seen. That is so classic.
I feel like I have to defend here the fact that I screwed up.
Yes.
Did not send my list to Jarrett. So, like, he kind of had it and was just looking to see where I matched up with other people. But if my list actually went in, it would have changed the whole entire ranking.
It would have been a game changer. I do still think that Monsters University would still be number one.
I don't think it would have been.
I do. I really do. I think you had it kind of high, didn't you?
I had it lower on the list.
Nah.
I think it would have kicked it down.
Monsters U. No. Toy Story
or Monsters Inc. But anyways. And then the last couple here, just Hardcore by Marky Mark. Classic.
We love Marky Mark.
Don't have too much to say other than J-Dog is going to suck at password 3.0.
You're not wrong.
And then he further said, me and Mel are going to rub. You can't add this in. He said, me and Mel are going to rub Eldell and J-Dog's. They won't walk straight for weeks.
My God.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, that's Marky intense Mark. And I love it.
Watch that boy's mouth. That entire thing out and it'll be funny.
Yeah, guys, you think I'm raunchy. My God, Marky Mark just took it to a whole new level. My goodness.
Wow. We did get two right at the end, so these people are very lucky. We got two in. You guys are what my parents fear I will grow up to be.
That's good. Good.
That as a compliment.
Glad. I'm glad.
We are shaping the future here.
Bingo. And then last but not least, Corey. I don't remember this, but this is funny. Corey was very disrespectful to me on live because he knows he's the worst at game days. What did you say, Corey?
Who was this?
I'm not going to say.
It's anonymous.
Wait, hold on.
Trust us, man.
I was very disrespectful because what?
Because you awful.
Corey was very disrespectful to me on live because he knows he's the worst at game days.
I am the worst at game days. Somebody thought I cheated. The worst cheater in the world.
You're like, I should cheat better next time. My God.
I don't even think I would. Honestly, I don't even believe I'm going to be on another game day episode, everybody.
Oh, God. You just leave, though. The point where you just leave.
I do. I just dip out. But I will be hosting Password 3.0, where you can be sure to see people's
dog.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed
there's
that.
Some you missed, Jarrett.
Wait, what?
Oh. Yeah, check the DMs.
AJ, why are you adding
I thought it was
this?
No, AJ, read them off. I missed some, man.
I'm on my phone, but I can here, let me stop my video and I can do it. Give me 2 seconds.
No, I got it. Unless you...
Okay, thank you.
All right. Wow, that's what I was reading from, but...
Some Crafty K wrote in there that she sent them in the DMs, and she literally sent one for each and every one of us.
Oh,
I got it right here. Jarrett, sorry, so many get your name wrong, but let's be real. It's like a John and Garrett combined, so confusion should be expected. Yeah, I've been haunted by that my whole entire life. Nobody calls me by my actual name. It's either Garrett or Jared with a D on the end. AJ, most likely to have the unpopular opinion that causes an uproar... And I didn't have to say the name for you to know, right?
Correct. Everyone knows. I'm like, really? I'm shocked that everyone put this. And y'all are like, what do you mean you're shocked? This is the most obvious thing ever. And I'm like, no.
She's a great
unpopular opinion.
I love it.
Andrew, the one who says something, no one hears. Someone else repeats the same thing and then has to reply, I already said that. Pretty much listening, but doesn't seem like he's listening.
As he's staring down at his phone.
That's funny. I appreciate
that. I was looking at him.
Wait, what?
Oh, I was just looking at him with you.
Oh, that's funny. And then also Hunter, quick to claim game days are supreme. Meanwhile, might mistake a fact here or there, throwing the team for a loop.
Yeah, well, if it's said in a game day, it's a fact. So sorry about you.
I love that everybody has like an excuse or an answer for it. Corey, most likely to hang up while recording the podcast because things just aren't going his way. That's
guys,
true.
That was the worst episode. It should have been name the ride of this spiel. It would have been great. It would have been fun. You could have had some tricky ones later rounds. You're going to sit there and throw finish the spiel on a guy?
Yeah.
Can I get a practice guide? Can I get a book?
Practice. I'll make sure to include a study guide next time.
Yeah, please. Can I get a study guide before we get into these SAT games of yours?
Lauren is a wedding planner but hates planning things. So
she's not a wedding planner though.
She's an event planner. She's
an event
for FSU. But,
yeah.
Makes sense. Event planner that doesn't like planning things. You'd be the judge.
That's like a, what is it? Don't trust a thin cook.
Yeah, true. Yes, that is true.
Exactly.
Dude, the next one.
Oh gosh. It says Mel, and then it says no one, and then it says Mel, do you want to hear me imitate Ariel?
And she does the best imitation of Ariel ever.
But I do a great job.
Yes,
so.
She does. Exactly.
Living embodiment.
Living
that's
embodiment.
That's funny. Good one.
That
there.
Is our Disney princess.
Can I don't think there are any other ones.
No, I think that's it.
Done. I think that's it.
Okay, so
I'm just going to go lick my wounds now.
To breaking,
next
I think,
next week, we'll talk about Disney. Maybe.
Maybe.
If we're not crying in a corner.
This needs to be like a once a year just get it out of your system.
I like it.
Your annual purge.
An annual purge. we play the purge music at the beginning. Anyways, a reminder that today's episode was brought to you by Pixie Vacations. If you are planning on taking a trip to a Disney destination soon or down the road, make sure to give them a call so a Pixie travel agent can assist with planning your vacation. Working with a Pixie travel agent is completely free, so make sure to visit them at pixievacations.com or contact them by calling 678-815-1584. And again, make sure to mention the podcast. Dang it, I said again.
Again.
We also want to thank Podcorn for sponsoring our podcast today. For those of you looking to start your own podcast, or if you already started one, I highly recommend going to podcorn.com to check them out if you are looking for sponsorships. Their website is very easy to navigate and features a great marketplace to search for sponsorships that fit your podcast. There is no middleman when it comes to using the website, and you can set your own prices when looking for these sponsorships. Their mission is to create freedom and transparency when you want to monetize your podcast. Once again, just head to podcorn.com to get started. And if you have any questions, always feel free to let us know. But I want to thank all of you for being an amazing and supportive group of listeners that we enjoy interacting with, talking to, and building amazing relationships with. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for you all. So thank you for listening and being part of our Happiest Podcast on Earth family. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is see you real soon. So we will talk to you all later. Please stay safe out there. Have a magical week. And ta-ta for now. Bye, everyone.
Later.
Bye.
So, like, if anyone wants to send me compliments, I'll be in need of them.